change. Something sleeps inside us. The sleeper must awaken, 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 awaken.
Hey, everybody.
Howdy ho, neighbor.
Welcome to Ghostly Talk.
I'm Scott L.
And I'm Doug.
And we are going to be talking about...
electronic voice phenomena.
Yes. This is going to be an audio-packed filled fun show. Yeah,
well, all three or four audios that we have.
Well, yeah. But there's a lot to talk about.
Well, voices from the dead. I mean,
how much
more exciting can you get?
This is both one of our favorite things to talk about. Really,
I love the topic.
You get to really flex your technical muscles doing this kind of thing. You get to play with all kinds of toys, trying to like pull EVPs out of audio, and I know we both enjoy that very much. We love sitting in front of our computers with all of our software. Why is the... okay. That pop bottle just moved. That freaked me out, man. That so freaked me out.
I was trying to get more cord on my
but I didn't see that. All I saw was the bottle start moving by itself. The Diet Pepsi is possessed, man.
This show is about EVP, not about poltergeist. Okay.
That thing just moved by itself.
Well,
don't
hopefully,
do that again, Will.
Hopefully it'll move over here because I'll be needing some soon. Now.
All right.
This is Ghostly Talk. We are live Sundays at 7. Even after you spring forward, we are still live Sundays at 7 on Zero Point Radio at www.zeropointradio.com.
Yeah.
We're rebroadcast, I guess, on Moist FM and soon to be on...
Radio.
Yeah,
Torn
we'll
radio.
Be
still
rebroadcast.
Still working the deal out.
Rebroadcast on Torn Radio, the online radio network.
Now, we should talk about one more thing, too.
Yeah?
www.ghostlytalk.com.
Do you know, we rarely mention our own website.
I was laying in bed today going, you know, what haven't we talked about on Ghostly Talk yet? let's just say recently. And I'm like, you know, we really haven't talked about our website. Zero Point Site's awesome. Really cool site. And they push us a lot. But we do have our own website, by the way, for your new listeners out there, which is ghostlytalk.com.
Well, people find it. They join up. I see the user numbers increasing.
Yeah.
As you know, we don't send out, you know, blast emails unless it's excruciatingly important. It's very rare we've ever actually emailed our... you know, the people who sign up for the site.
Uh-huh.
And that was only because, we're taking the forums down and doing new ones. Or, we've changed our schedule. I mean, it's only excruciatingly important.
Yeah, we don't bug people.
We don't bug you in your email. So sign up and participate in the chat rooms. I've been a little absent myself.
So have I.
I've been involved in that project at work. And it's been taking a lot of my time. And I haven't been answering emails either. But I see I've got a pile of them to answer.
Sorry.
I'm going to have to take a couple hours out of my day, probably Tuesday or Wednesday, and I'll just like blast off and answer every email I've got. And
so expect
that.
Okay, and I'll match you on that, too.
Cool.
Somebody emailed me, too. I'll send out my stuff by Tuesday.
Because I've gotten some important stuff. Soul Java emailed me some stuff. I've gotten so much important stuff, and I've just been so immersed in this project, so sorry about that. By the way, www.zeropointradio.com, you can buy semi-official Ghostly Talk gear.
Yeah.
We didn't create the gear. That was all done by the incredible talents of Zanny. at Zero Point, and just incredible stuff. It's Ghostly Talk themed gear. There's also, of course, ZPR gear, and there's Crumbs from the Cosmic Cookie gear. There's gear for everything. So get over there and
check it out.
Yeah,
check
buy
out.
Us some gear, because we don't have
we
don't have any Ghostly Talk
gear.
We
spent all our money on this gear down here.
Yeah.
So.
We're talking about getting another mixing board, too. We were talking about it. The one that we were going to
get. Actually, the purchase was going to be made this weekend. But
yeah, but that fell through. But
yeah,
that's all right. We're in the market.
Yeah, so if you don't have a cool mixing board, if you're in Michigan and you have at least like an 8-track mixing board you want to unload for like dirt
like,
cheap.
Yeah, $10
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, 10 or 15
yeah.
bucks.
If I can return pop bottles and buy it, we will buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Ghostly Talk at ghostlytalk.com for that.
Yeah, because we have a 4-channel mixer. We need more. More
yeah.
channels, more shows.
Well, we want to bring more people down here. We want to like, have like 15 people down here at a time.
Oh, yeah.
All blabbing over each other.
Sure.
So the show becomes completely incomprehensible.
Yeah, even more incomprehensible than it is already.
So, we are talking about EVP this week.
EVP, Voices from the Dead.
What is EVP? So there's a lot of people that don't know what it is still.
Well, first, it stands for Electronic Voice Phenomena.
Exactly.
And that's about all I know.
No.
No, that's it. The show's done. Play the closing credits. No. You know what? If you want to talk to us, by the way, 1-888-520-1969. And also, pop in the chat room. Go to zeropointradio.com. Click on Interact. Go down to chat. Make up a name. Get in the chat room and chat with us.
Yeah.
Mr. Olaf is there. Hey, Kev. Of course, Rez, our favorite Rez, is in there. RF Burns, Bamf, and Will and I are in there, and we're monitoring the chat room.
I'm there in spirit. I can't reach the keyboard from where I'm at. So.
And Famous Opera Serve is in there. He's always in there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
he makes me madder than anybody. I don't like him very much. All right. I don't like Opera Serve. All right, so. Great place to go to if you want to learn more about electronic voice phenomena. There's an actual, and I just found this out a couple days ago, actually, that there is the American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena.
And I had no idea.
Yeah.
Even though I did some research, I had no clue.
Well, the question was already thrown out on the table here. What is electronic voice phenomena? I'll tell you, I'm going to quote it right off their page. If you want to go to their page, which is just chock full of information, from technical to like the whole ethereal side of it. Anything you want to know about EVP, these guys handle all of it for you. But I'll give you guys what their interpretation of EVP is. And I quote, "Electronic voice phenomenon is the appearance of intelligible voices on recording tape which have no known physical explanation. Certain equipment which is easily obtained and need not be expensive, and a good deal of patience and persistence is necessary. It is not necessary to be a psychic superstar or gifted medium to communicate with unseen worlds," as in the audible realm, we'd say. Basically, that's where it is. When there's a lot of recordings out there, and I'm sure you people have a tape, just like pictures, you know? I mean, I know that I look back on old pictures now that I've taken in the past, and there's little things in the background, or little
unexpected anomalies,
here and there. And actually, Scott from MFPS, our drummer, he brought me a picture that he took in Washington D.C. Here's a dumb question. I'm not 100% sure on this. I'm just pulling this out of my behind right now. John F. Kennedy, is he buried in Washington D.C.?
Arlington National Cemetery,
which is just outside of Washington D.C.
All right. Scott,
and he's that eternal flame thing
going on with the changing
of the guard.
I hit it right in the nose,
and
I didn't totally forget what I was talking about. Scott took a picture of his grave, and he's like, hey, he took it like, this is like 5 years ago, he took this picture, and he brought it out, and he's like, hey, dude, check this out. I just was looking through pictures the other day, and I thought you might want to look at this. And there's a picture of the grave with the flame, eternal flame, and there is this very bright, solid, bright, circular figure right above the grave.
Wow.
Yeah, and I'm like, that's pretty neat.
Whoa.
But the same thing goes with audio, though, too, because, I mean, there's stuff that I listen to now, like just goofing off with the recorder and playing games and stuff like that. And, well, now that we listen to that stuff, that's what we're looking for now.
Right.
So, of course, we don't get anything.
Yeah. When you're looking for it, it's just not there.
But every once in a while, you'll hear something in the background that don't make any sense. And hey, I didn't. There was no woman in the room with us at that time, and that's where that's what you're looking for when you're doing EVPs. Is you're looking for these voices that just don't seem to make sense. There's a lot of professional groups out there, such as God, GRS, Ghost Research Society, who specialize in EVP.
Oh, they've phenomenal
stuff. They've actually
stuff.
Been on Art Bell, and mm-hmm. I really wanted to play some of their stuff tonight, but I wasn't.
Can't.
Yeah, I wasn't.
Yeah, you gotta,
100% on if they really appreciate it.
Yeah, you
got to
email them and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And
actually, they're a very cool group of people, because when I was building a website back in the day, I asked them if they had an Annie Wright click script for HTML script, and the guy emailed it to me. Like, he's like, "Yeah, here you go, dude. Take it. It's all yours." So I think they probably would have let us do it, but I felt
right.
Bad.
Yeah,
but we have our own.
We had to do more planning than Thursday. Yeah. We do have some of our own.
Yeah.
Here's some history on EVP, by the way.
Okay.
I got some history. I dug up some nice.
All history. Right.
1928. Remember Thomas Alva Edison?
Uh huh.
Well, he was working on that thing to contact the dead, right?
Yeah.
Just before he passed on. And he was working on equipment that he hoped would permit communication with the dead using, this is the most information I've ever seen on it.
Okay.
He using a chemical apparatus with potassium permanganate. Permanganate. So it sounds like it should have worked.
That sounds like a verb. That sounds like something you do. I am going to permanganate.
After washing my hair.
There you yeah. go.
I don't know. Anyway, so he started working on that in 1928. 1936, Attils von Zalle started to experiment with a Pack Bell record cutter and player. And he was trying to capture paranormal voices on phonograph records.
Oh, wow.
Now, talk about cool.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about visionary. I mean,
with
capturing the, something on vinyl.
With
you know?
That, yeah. With that kind of technology, obviously, trying to pull off. I mean, we're using digital recorders now. I mean, I use a digital recorder when I go out.
Oh, and pump it into the computer.
Yeah.
Then you can watch the waveforms in your software and
but
everything.
That,
yeah.
Using that type of equipment.
Unbelievable,
yeah.
and they
which
will.
Which it is. That's a visionary right there.
So yeah, Attils von Zalle, and then in 1947, so a scant 11 years later,
yeah.
He bought a Sears Roebuck wire recorder and got better quality voices, but had technical problems with the wire.
Oh, now I got some here too. I have
yeah.
some here also. A little
does
bit.
It go back before 1928 or
1937? This is all it says here. Okay, well, this is a different... Okay, well, this person mentions... this person is actually... apart from Edison's solitary work in the 1920s, which you just mentioned...
Right.
The whole thing basically says the earliest known scientific attempt at receiving communication with the so-called dead via recording equipment, apart from Edison's solitary work in the 1920s, was April 23rd, 1933.
Ooh, that was even before... guy.
In the studios, which later became known as the Decca Records, which is a record company, as far as history goes.
Yeah.
So this has been going on for a while.
Well, this you know where none of this you know history is not mentioned.
Hmm.
I happen to be looking at a site, an actual Lou Gentile site.
Okay.
It's not his main site, but it's a sub thing
yeah.
of his. It's something he's interested in. Their history of EVPs says that it's quite unclear before the early 50s.
Quite unclear.
Yeah. So evidently all this stuff about Thomas Edison and your Decca Records mm. and my Attils von Zalle didn't happen.
Didn't happen.
Because that was before the 50s. So there's a little bit of controversy that the king of paranormal controversy is stirring up by
okay.
simply ignoring some of the history. But, which is okay. I mean, that's okay.
That's
but
Doug
we did,
at ghostlytalk.com.
Yeah, we did manage to pull up some
yeah.
early history before the 50s
yeah.
just to fill you in.
Well, we can't really claim that any of it's true anyways.
Well, it's not like
I
was
mean, we
there.
Did get it off the internet, which, you know, you get everything off the internet.
I believe everything.
Every single thing you see
yeah.
on the internet is true.
So, but that's what happened. Then, of course, in 1956, Raymond Bayless worked with Attils von Zalle, in experiments, and he wrote an article in the Journal of the American Society for Psychical Research.
Okay.
That was in 1959, it got published.
Okay.
So then, and then of course the famous one, 1959, Friedrich Jurgensen, a Swedish artist and film producer, goes into the woods to record bird songs. On playback, he discovered paranormal voices.
Is there anything in there about what may have been said, or that's all they said? Paranormal voices.
Well, that's the famous, it's a pretty famous incident. But, you know, but...
Which one was it? I probably heard it.
Oh, no, I haven't actually heard it. No, I'd love to
hear it. I've
probably
read about it or anything. I'm sure I've had some contact with that.
Yeah, and then he, in 1963, you know, he worked on this till 1963, and then he calls an international press conference and announces to the world what he discovered. And, of course, his book, Voices from the Universe, appeared the following year in Stockholm. Voices from the Universe.
So it's been going on, like anything else in the paranormal world. There's always going to be scientists out there trying to approach this from a scientific point of view. Which is obviously the equipment that's being used. They actually have conducted experiments with EVP in the laboratory.
Yeah.
That's something I don't think people understand either, is that trying to catch EVP, it doesn't mean you're trying to contact the dead. There's a lot of times where there's approaches you can use, which we'll get into later, where you can actually call
sometimes,
off the spirit.
Sometimes
yeah.
You're trying to talk to the dead, and sometimes you're just recording away, and what the heck was that,
but catching EVP is just like trying to catch a picture of a ghost, I guess, or an orb, or whatever you want to call it. I mean, really, a lot of the time, it's just being lucky. It really is. It's like fishing. It's luck. You know, a lot of it has to do with luck.
Oh, yeah.
And I found that the EVPs that we're going to play tonight... Every single situation, I've had a lot of audio. I've ran a lot of audio through my PC where we stood there in rooms or buildings going, hey, if there's anybody here, feel free to say hi. And I'll play it back with my professional studio headphones on. Zone out for however long the piece of audio is. They won't hear a thing.
Nope.
It's always...
When
you were walking along going, hey, dude, so you want to go to the bar after this? And then you'll hear somebody in the background going, yeah, give me something to drink, too. And it always happens like that. For example, one of the pieces of audio that we're going to play tonight was an old one. This is back beginning of 2002.
Yeah.
Which seems like a millennia ago now. But it is at Adair Cemetery up north from us here at the Haunted Basement Studios.
That was the first time you tried your Olympus.
Yeah, first night I had a thing.
Yeah.
And that was one of those pieces. I sat there, we walked up to a bunch of tombstones and said things and tried this and tried that and whatever, no big deal.
And nothing.
And I'm just walking along, all of a sudden you hear me walking along. As a matter of fact, hey, Will, you want to call that one up?
Which one?
The Adair one. Go to the very bottom of the list. Might as well play it. Let me see here. Adair. Yeah, go ahead and play that one.
I'm there. Can you see EMF over there?
Actually, stop it. All right, we'll explain it first before we actually go.
Well, that's
it.
A good idea.
That'd be a good idea. You start throwing stuff at people.
Yeah.
We were walking around Adair Cemetery, and that was the same night as the famous bird incident, which we played that before on the show where the birds jumped out of the trees and
scared everybody. Yeah.
And I had some very colorful things to say about that. But actually, this particular piece of audio happened. Well, it occurred right after that situation where we were walking back from the tombstones to the front of the cemetery, and this little thing just popped up out of nowhere. And, I mean, when you listen to the audio, when you actually push it through, like, for example, cool at it, you can see the spike.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we talked about this. We talked about this a lot because this is like when I called everybody and said, hey, I think I might have got something on tape here. I don't know. And it could have very easily been I might have bumped something. You don't know. You leave both ends open for discussion.
Yeah, but it could have been, although you did try to reproduce it, because I was saying it could have been, what if the little, like, recorder, the microphone, got on a zipper, because that's kind of what it sounds like.
Well, yeah.
And so you actually tried that.
Oh, yeah, I conducted an experiment, and I picked the hell out of that thing. I could not duplicate the sound. I wore the same coat I wore that night, because I remember... that I was holding my recorder. The little recorder is only, you've seen it, Doug. It's very small.
Palm size.
It's a little recorder. It's like state-of-the-art. I paid a bill for this little piece of plastic with a USB port on it and some software. They got me good. Thanks, Olympus. But I went as in my apartment with my coat on and everything geared up like I was. And I remember when my neighbor was over, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to walk along, and I want you to bump me with this mic. I just want you to bump me with it. And she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, okay, I'm doing an experiment. I'm a scientist.
Hard science. Yeah.
Okay, so hit me with the recorder as soon as I walk by. Tried everything I could. I could not duplicate this sound. And you'll hear this sound. It will stick out. Because, I mean, this was a half an hour clip.
Yeah.
That I went through with headphones on. And this is the only, meltdown. Okay.
All of a sudden it was there.
Yeah. Well, it was on the very end of it, though.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the heck was that? Because I was, like, kind of phasing out. And all of a sudden, you'll hear the sound. Well, why don't you cue it up?
Lines on there. Can you see the EMF over there? You know where those really old ones are? Hey.
There it is. Undeniable proof.
Well,
just kidding.
Something anyway.
No, we're not here. The stuff we're playing tonight, we're not saying that. Well, you're gonna hear some stuff later on that's gonna
really
blow. It's gonna freak you out. And we did it. I mean, this was done by Doug and Scott here.
Well, yeah.
The other two, they were on your recorder.
Yeah.
Which, ironically, you have a tape recorder.
Well, no, actually.
What were those pulled off of?
Those were pulled off of my now-gone Sony Handycam.
Oh, yeah.
There's a story behind that. Sorry. You know, it depresses me every time I start to talk about my poor Sony Handycam that is now gone.
Doug's,
but
he's turning red.
Calm
down, Doug.
Nevertheless, it did come off that, and I pulled those off my Sony Handycam.
Yeah, quality of that stuff's great.
Yeah, and you know, I do have a little, like, Procorder thing, and I've run that thing to death, I've never gotten a thing.
That's the best I got so far.
So far.
So
that's awesome.
Let's play it one more time. It's a really short clip.
It's a little hay, just about
just a little,
8
you'll
seconds
hear.
Into the clip, yeah.
There, can you see EMF over there? You know,
with
those
really old
ones. Hey.
There it is again.
Yep. Sounded like somebody said, hey.
Sounded like somebody said, hey.
Hey. Like that.
Real quick. Hey. Real quick. I might have walked, maybe I walked over somebody's grave plot. Because it was snowy out that night.
I'm like, hey. Get off.
But, I mean, on the other side of it, though, it could have easily been me bumping something. But, and you'll hear this from everybody that does this sort of stuff, from GRS, they do it a lot, they'll explain to you, when we recorded this, because everything they have is time-stamped, so they'll know, they log everywhere they're at all the time, so when they're referring to back and forth, they can go, okay, we were here at this time, it recorded at that time, so that means we were out in the middle of nowhere, for example.
Yeah.
So we couldn't have really bumped anything, in my case.
Well, a lot of times, they do it a lot more scientifically than even we do it. We're doing it just to try and get something, you know. They actually set up, from what I understand, stations and things like that, and they do a lot of the, you know, the questionnaire kind of, question-answer kind of format.
Mm-hmm.
That's never worked for us.
No, it's never worked for us.
It just doesn't seem to work, but
we got a little hay off that one, and I remember going out with that.
Yeah.
I remember I was just walking along with it in my hand, extended out like this. The cuff of my jacket was pulled back, of course. I always did that. Just pulled the cuff of my jacket back so it wouldn't bump, because this is a digital recorder. It's high sensitivity.
Yeah.
So every little thing you bump, it's going to make a noise. And that's what goes back to the experiment I did in my apartment where I tried. I'm like, okay, that was the first thing I thought was like, okay, maybe I bumped the recorder against the cuff of my coat, and it made that little, because it kind of sounds like maybe it hit something like that. But if you listen close, you can kind of hear, hey, real quick. Also, Will, on that list, I've actually taken the liberty of taking that piece of audio and stretching it out, too, to see how it would sound when you expanded the audio. Go to the one above that where it's a plus 10.
Even that part sounds creepy. But it's really noticeable.
It really sticks out.
Yeah.
It really sticks out.
And when you pump it through...
And I don't know why we tried to do that.
That's really
We're
going to
do the rest of the show like that. Like, it'll be a 4-hour show now.
Yeah.
It's 2 hours.
Because we're going to do it at half speed.
Now, what I found, though, the rest of the audio, I have more on there, and if you guys really want to play it, we can play it. It gets longer and longer, obviously. But after a while, I stretched it out so much it really did sound like something was being scraped. It became you couldn't even understand. All you heard, it sounded was like a, all it sounded like was just a, like that.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I was going, maybe this isn't what I think it is. I don't want to get my hopes up too much. But at regular speed,
it really sounds like,
someone saying hey to you.
Like Cartman. Hey!
I have Cartman out there. That's all I need.
The ghost of a cartoon character.
But that was done on an Olympus digital recorder, though. And, I mean, the quality is very good. There's a lot of equipment you can use to do this particular
thing. As a matter of fact, the last time I heard GRS talking on the radio, they had said that they went from... well, you know what? That sucks, because we're like 4 or 5 minutes until the break, and I did want to get into, the equipment and the theory behind.
We can do that
behind this as well.
We can do that next half an hour.
Yeah, let's get started anyway.
All right.
It's interesting because the theories were, from what I understand, that this, because it all deals with capturing the electromagnetic spectrum. Capturing sound waves in this case,
mm-hmm.
onto a magnetic. Because tape is a magnetic magnetic medium. So, so they were thinking, okay, tape, whether it be, cassette tape,
uh-huh.
or in the case of my Pearl Quarter, a mini cassette, or in the case of my ex Sony Handycam,
uh-huh.
it was an eight millimeter or
yeah.
something. So, but that would do video and sound.
Uh-huh.
So, but that's all magnetic. That's all in the magnetic. It uses a magnetic storage medium to store this info, and it picks it up obviously through the microphone.
Uh-huh.
The microphone simply responds to certain frequencies, and microphones have frequency response ranges. By the way, we'll have to talk about in the next half hour.
Definitely.
And so it's doing its magic onto this magnetic tape. So because a lot of times people didn't actually hear the sounds that were picked up, because you didn't remember hearing a hay, right?
No, I didn't remember hearing that at all.
So quite often people were picking up these interesting voices and sounds that were obviously not just white noise,
mm-hmm.
and they were picking this up without actually hearing it. So they were thinking that perhaps the spirit realm can directly affect the storage medium, the tape,
uh-huh.
or the cassette tape, videotape, whatever. Well, and that was the theory. That was a long, hard, fast theory. Everybody, that's what it was, because, at the time there was no digital stuff.
Uh-huh.
Now digital still works in a magnetic, kind of philosophy,
uh-huh.
storing ones and zeros magnetically, either on some kind of memory compact flash or in a memory chip. It's all magnetic,
mm-hmm.
Or on off gates, but it's all electro, it's all has to do with electricity and storage and that kind of thing, because nobody is going to drag out a drum memory or a bubble memory, because those are too big, right?
Yeah.
So it's all magnetic, it's all electric, and so they didn't think that it would actually work. They really thought everybody had their theories tied to magnetic tape,
mm-hmm.
until all of a sudden somebody donated to GRS a Sony digital recorder.
Mm.
But this is one of them heavy-duty things, from what I understand. I mean, it's not anything that you go to Best Buy and get.
Yeah.
And it's got a hard drive, so it's still magnetic, because that's how hard drives work.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, they get phenomenal results. So I'm like dying to get something like that. Because I would love that. But I think what I need is a better microphone.
Yeah. Well, that's a big trick to it also. We're going to talk a little bit about that also in the next half an hour.
Yeah, let's talk about the microphone.
How you use a microphone.
And the frequency spectrum. We'll talk a little bit about the frequency spectrum too, because that's important.
Yeah. So yeah, why don't we take a quick break here, okay? We'll chill out. We'll be mellow.
Yep.
And we'll come back and talk about all the gear you can use and all that fun stuff. And all of a sudden you spend tons of money on to pick up electronic voice phenomena.
Voices from the dead.
It's paranormally scientific. It's Ghostly Talk.
I have a question for you. What do you get when you put a woman, who may or may not want a pet monkey, some heavy chains, a deck of tarot cards, a computer, and an astrological chart all in the same room?
Well, that's a really good question.
Besides a visit from PETA and a vacation in a sanitarium, you get resmerized.
You are in for some mighty big trouble.
She is Resmiranda. She glimpses us and our futures and tells all every week on Resmerized. Get Resmerized live around midnight every time a Monday turns into a Tuesday. Only Resmiranda can resmerize you, and you can only find Resmiranda on Zero Point Radio.
This is Resmiranda, and you have been resmerized.
gone, 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 or something like that. It just went on and on. But it actually did make some sense, I guess. Now, this is Ghostly Talk. I am Doug, and welcome back to...
Ghostly Talk.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Sorry, I had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah? Gosh, a half hour.
And I was just thinking when I was in the bathroom.
Yeah, uh-oh.
No.
It's a good place.
To tell you what I think when I'm in the bathroom. I was just thinking, you know, here in beautiful Michigan, the weather's starting to break finally. Well, which means there's just...
Well,
less,
it actually
which means
started
less,
to break.
Yeah.
And then we got 3 days of ice storms and 6 inches of snow on the way.
Yeah, well, yeah, regardless, yeah. though, the frequency of snow is starting to go down. Which
that
means,
is true,
which means
yeah.
the weather's breaking here, which means we're actually going to start ghosting again. I'm not going to be going to the bar every weekend, because you guys got to save me on this.
Yeah.
I'm scared here, guys.
We'll have to
I'm
work
gonna,
on that, yeah.
I'm going to be in a 12-step program we'll, before you guys know it, man.
We'll just pick you up at the pub on
yeah.
the corner. We'll be like, Scott, we're going
no,
to
I just need something else
like,
to do, because it's like, okay, what are we going to do tonight? And I get the phone calls. The phone calls.
We're all going out.
Oh, you know, okay. Well, all right, I can do it again. So, no, but that's, the weather's breaking, and it's time for us to start going out now again.
Well.
Which, actually, we're going out to Felt Mansion next weekend.
I hope so.
You hope so.
I mean, I want...
That was a definite thing.
Well, I mean, unless, I don't know, a rock could bomb us or something. I don't know. But no, what...
Well, aren't you just a minister of death today?
Well, you're the one who said, oh, I wish we could get bombs over Baghdad, because they've, like, you know...
Well, no, yeah, we got to get that song.
I really want to get that song on
the
air.
It's banned right now on the radio, but we can play it here. Did you
yeah,
hear about that? You got the instrumental.
You have the instrumental for it.
I gotta get the other version. We're gonna play that next week, though, maybe.
Yeah,
because that's like our little.
I want to play a band song. Oh, we should probably ask R.F. Burns.
Whatever.
Let's just play it and then get kicked off the air. Yeah.
Yeah, but the weather's breaking though. We're going to Felt Mansion next weekend. We got a lot of stuff planned, and there's gonna be a lot of weird, cool shows coming up.
Well, what? Yeah, what we're we're actually gonna have a lot of fun next weekend. So I'm pretty excited. So, all right, I don't want to give away any secrets.
I was just thinking about that in the bathroom where I was, I'm like, wow, hey, you know, the weather's breaking. We're going to finally get to go out and start doing this thing again, you know, after being sitting in the house for
yeah,
6 months.
It
almost.
Seems like it, watching the war, yeah.
Yeah, we're real lucky to have this show.
What would we have done?
Yeah, we wouldn't talk for like 6 months, and then like, you know, by the end of like April, it'll be like, ring, hey, it's Doug. Oh, hey, what's going on, man? Hey, you want to go listen? Oh, yeah, cool.
Oh, all right, yeah.
No, we actually get to contact each other like
yeah,
at least
once
or twice a week.
Yeah, twice a week. Once for the topic.
And then once for the show.
But, all right.
We're talking about gear. We're talking about gear now.
We're going to talk about, yeah, EVP gear.
Yeah, like what you want to use. And I know you have some comments about this.
Yeah.
Okay, so you go ahead. I don't want to throw you.
You want to get a microphone. Because I was studying this. Let me find if I've got it.
Okay.
Oh, man. I have so much printed material. That's the problem. EVP. What it is evidently humans can only hear in a certain sound range.
Mm-hmm.
Although, you know, I wouldn't have known it unless I read it on the internet. The field around power lines, for example, is about 60 hertz here in the United States. And radio waves are from like 300 hertz to billions of hertz, evidently.
Mm-hmm.
Electromagnetic waves, blah, blah, blah. Well, sound waves are, and, okay, here's the important part. There's, I've read this all over the place, that a lot of EVP seems to be in the ELF range.
Extremely low frequency.
Extremely low frequency. And that's between 30 and 300 hertz.
That's what my bass tone sounds like when I play an MFPS, dude.
Yeah.
Gurgling and low.
Is it your bass that causes people's cars to go...
Oh, yeah.
Next year, yeah.
Absolutely. I only spent about $3,000 to do that.
Yeah.
No, usually that's an inaudible range, though, that you're talking about.
The audible range actually goes up to, like, 3,000.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, humans can hear between, like, 30 and 3,000 or something,
yeah.
Or 10,000, I don't know, some thousands. But 30 to 300 is where people usually get ELF EVP.
Uh-huh.
What this means is... A lot of microphones, because I was looking at the frequency response of microphones one day. After all, we do an internet radio show and blah blah blah, right? So so I was looking at the frequency response of microphones.
Uh-huh.
it's tough to get a microphone that will respond at 30 hertz, between, you know, 30 and 300, because usually they'll start out at 100
uh-huh.
or 200 hertz, because people don't normally listen in that range. I mean, that's really extremely low frequency. So basically, when you're doing, you know, when you're buying a microphone, you want to look at the frequency response, and you want to get one that'll go down as far as possible.
Uh-huh.
And the farthest I could find from like Radio Shack and stuff is 50 hertz.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to lose 20 hertz of frequency.
Radio Shack is, you're not going to get anything lower than that at Radio Shack. I mean, anything lower than that at Radio Shack. Actually, we have new mics.
Who has a new mic?
Well, I mean, I hate to mention this right now, but
yeah.
MFPS got endorsed by AKG, it's a microphone company.
No way!
So we're getting about $3,000 worth of studio mics, just for flying their banner at our shows.
Oh
so
my god!
I'm sure the rest of the boys wouldn't mind if we borrowed one of their mics to go out with. Which the studio mics, they go down. they're full blown studio mics, the compressor mics and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So those pick up everything.
Wow.
Yeah, so we have to check into that. We'll talk more. We'll let you guys
that
know.
That would be so cool.
Yeah. Oh, well, I can ask. They're coming in this week, so.
Well,
they're UPSing them in a big old box.
If not, like these microphones that we're using for Ghostly Talk now, they're, you know, like, I think these ones go 80 or
yeah.
something, 80 hertz and up. Because you only, you know, when you're doing a radio show where, you know, we're not out and about looking for, you know, ELF EVP or anything.
Uh-huh.
So we don't need that low frequency.
Yeah, but
if you want,
just because I know this, I might as well throw it out there. If you do want to get a mic that can pick up those ELF frequencies, though,
mm-hmm.
you probably would want to go with an AKG mic, not because they're endorsing us, because it is a very good brand of mics,
mm-hmm.
and they manufacture mics that can go into those very low frequencies. Also, another good company to check into would be Shure. Also.
Oh yeah,
they make excellent mics. Also, and Shure is a little cheaper. Those are more affordable. AKG are more high end. And you'll end up spending a few bucks on one of their mics. But sure, you can usually get those at a Guitar Center or whatever, and you can get one a good mic for about 80 bucks.
Yeah.
You know, and you'll get a lot of use out of it, don't worry. It sounds like a lot of money, but for what you'll be doing, you'll be getting a lot of use out of it. So
you do want to have a good mic, and you want to have a good recorder. You'll want a separate mic from your recorder. Like for example, your little Olympus, which, now, remember, we're... Your Olympus and my little whatever that thing is, Procorder and that kind of stuff. We're just running around trying to get samples. We're not heavily into it.
Yeah.
If I were heavily into it, and I'm getting more and more heavily into it.
You
need an external mic, and it has to. It's got to go down into the ELF range. You know, it has to have a frequency response in the ELF range, or you might be missing a lot.
Yeah. Reason being, for an external mic. Okay, the big reason for this is, if, let's say, for example, you have your Kmart tape recorder.
Oh, yeah.
With an internal mic on it. I'm going to go out and get some EVPs. Doug and Scott were talking about it last Sunday.
And
I'm going to go check it out.
The thing
hey,
is,
great.
Though, you can do it.
You can do it.
It
yeah.
does work. I mean, otherwise we wouldn't have gotten what we got, you know.
Yeah.
It does work, but if you're really into it, you're going to want to get the
yeah.
stuff.
Well, the thing about an internal mic and a tape recorder is... You're always going to pick up tape hiss out.
Oh,
that's why I went digital, because I didn't want to deal with any tape hiss at all.
Yeah, you wouldn't get tape hiss, and you don't get motor noise.
Motor noise, it drives.
Yeah.
You can actually, the cassette itself, it'll record the cassette itself bouncing around. Because, I mean, a cassette,
yeah.
nothing more. If you look at a little cassette, regular cassette tape, they're two little reels,
yep.
but they're not...
Perfectly round.
They're perfectly round.
Well they're round
that's another thing, too, is
the
tape isn't perfectly round. Go ahead.
But they do jog.
Well, they jog,
up
yeah.
and down.
That's what I'm saying. They bounce inside that little the shell of the cassette, and you'll hear a little every once in a while.
As it's bouncing
okay.
up and down.
So
yeah.
those are reasons that you want to get an external mic, because that's not going to be inside the tape recorder. Therefore, you're not going to get that extreme tape hiss, the tape bouncing around. It's a lot better to have an external mic, basically.
Right.
We'll preach that enough.
There you go.
There you
get,
go.
Get yourself
external mic.
An external mic.
Yeah, and like I said, there's good brands out there. You're going to have to probably go to Radio Shack anyways to get the connection ends.
Yeah.
You're going to have to, like what we do down here with like 30 or 40 like connection ends just to make one thing work.
Oh,
to
man.
To buy about 30, 40 plug-in pieces to make it work.
Yeah. At the Ghostly Talk party, I think James was pretty impressed with my monster
oh, yeah.
that I created.
Oh, yeah. He actually talked about that.
I had like four or five connectors. And it went, ding, ding, ding. This one, you know, it's like, you know, this one connects to this one, which connects to that one, which connects to that one, which can
but
plug into the equipment.
Hey, it works.
Yeah.
It works.
And it actually worked. I was shocked.
Now, there's other equipment, though, too. that we...
Yes.
We can move on to that. I mean,
yep.
Obviously the most important things are the tape recorder and the external mic.
Yeah.
That's the tail. But there's other things that you can also incorporate into this, too. For example, an amplifier.
Mm-hmm.
Some people use amplification. So this is actually, again, off of... I'm going to give it... I don't even think I've given this URL yet. For the American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena. http://aaevp.com. Very cool site. Check it out.
Oh, it stands for American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena. AAEVP.
And what I have, that's only a five-letter URL, and those are hard to get a hold of nowadays.
I have one.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, mystemic.com.
Because you're the ninja of the Internet, so everybody knows that. All right, so an amplifier. Since a tape deck does not have an amplifier, it will be necessary to use one into which the tape recorder can be plugged. This is just another thing you can use. There's a wide price range, obviously. Buying little amplifiers like, you can get little 20-watt amplifiers for $40.
Yeah.
Little 20-watt amplifiers you can just plug into the whole system. The one you choose should be of high quality with low noise characteristics, but it is not necessary to buy the most expensive one in the market. Many home stereo systems can be an outlet for a tape recorder. If you have a stereo, check and see if there is a connection for the recorder. If so, you can play your tape recorder through that and avoid the cost of an amplifier.
Mm-hmm.
That's just if you don't have a stereo.
Well, a lot of people do though nowadays is they will take their tapes or electronic things and pump it right into their computer.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and the computer will, you know, you can run like...
Well, when you crank the tape up into your PC,
yeah,
it's on a digital medium now, so you're not going to lose any quality. I mean, if you keep playing a cassette over and over again, especially if you have a cassette where, oh, I think I heard something right there, rewind, play, half an hour later, rewind, play, you're going to stretch the tape out.
You stretch the cassette,
you're going to wreck the quality of it. So if the first thing you do, if you don't have a digital recorder, try to find a way to USB it or something up into your hard drive. That way you can play it over and over again as many times as you want and analyze it. You can stretch it, you can compress it, you can do anything you want.
And you can even amplify it.
You can amplify it, and that way you can do a lot more, obviously. Computers are the way to go nowadays.
Geez, really? What are you talking about, Scott?
That's an optional equipment, by the way.
Headphones!
Oh, good idea.
Imagine that, headphones. We have headphones on right now.
Yeah.
Headphones should always be worn when playing a tape back. Well, we talked about that a little bit already. It's obvious. I mean, if you're in a room and you're playing something out of speakers, well, yeah, if it's a new Iron Maiden album, that's cool. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. But if it's something that you're trying to analyze, what's the best way of analyzing it?
Put on some headphones.
High-quality headphones. I mean, if you really... I mean, it's like golf. I mean, if you're like me and you golf every once in a while and you just do it for fun and this and that, you know, you can go to Kmart and buy your clubs. Same thing for this. If you just want to do it like what we're doing right now, which we're gradually getting more and more serious about, and we're spending a little bit more money, you can just go out and buy the basic stuff at Kmart or whatever you want. But, I mean, as far as headphones go, there's a wide range of headphones out there, too, ranging from the little headphones we use down here just so we can hear ourselves. That's all we need them for. These aren't very expensive at all.
Yeah.
To full-blown studio DJ headphones that cost about $200 or $300 a pop. But the quality... I mean, you'll hear everything that comes out.
Uh-huh.
But headphones are important. I mean, I mean, for my little digital recorder, I have a set of headphones that come right with me in my pack, so I can listen to stuff right on site. If somebody's like, "Hey, I heard something weird," you know, I can listen to it right on site. Which all those are those little earbuds.
Yeah.
But just for on site,
enough
know,
to see if something happened right then and there.
Yeah. And if
not
it didn't,
for,
I
not
take
for
it,
analysis, but
yeah.
for yeah.
Yeah, but if I
what's on that tape?
I take it home and then I put the real headphones on that cost, you know, $1.50.
Yeah.
You know, and I get to really listen to stuff. And you will hear the difference. You really will hear the difference between little earbud things you can get at party store nowadays, to going into a DJ supply store
and
buying some professional headphones.
Real headphones. Yeah, some expensive headphones.
Now another thing on tape though, we've talked about cassette tapes and whatnot. The type of tape you want to use though is important too. There's lots of different types of cassettes out there you can buy.
You mean the difference between like the they don't call them nickel metal hydride, do they? No, that's an IME.
It's a battery.
Yeah, it's a battery. Wait, they call it metal oxide or something?
Metal, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Metal oxide.
Those which are really black looking tapes versus the brownish looking
tapes.
Yeah,
well, what AEVP says is the type of tape they say to use is any low noise, high sensitivity tape may be used, which is those metal tapes.
Yeah.
They're low noise. What those metal tapes do, the metal, I forgot what they're called too, they're designed to get rid of all that tape hiss. They're trying to keep the tape hiss out. And that's what the high sensitivity tapes, the low noise in the background, that's what you want to use. They tend to be a little more expensive. You can usually get a pack of them. I mean, if you go and you buy the actual metal hydride, I think it is metal hydride. I'm not sure though. But just to sound smart, I'll say metal hydride. if you do use the metal hydride tapes, they tend to be like you can get like a 2 or 3 pack of them. Maxell or TDK makes them, and they will run you about $6 or $7 for 3 of them, which is kind of expensive for cassette tapes. As much of a dying practice that is nowadays, except for ghost hunters. That's kind of expensive. For cassettes, but if you're just going to use them for EVP, it'd be good to make the investment anyways. Don't go to Bargain Buddy and buy the 50 pack for 50 cents.
Yeah, because you're going to get the high. Yeah, you're going to get the. They won't respond to the frequencies as well. They won't be able to store it, and plus it will stretch a lot easier. So when you do any playback on your of the cassette itself, you're going to be damaging it just by playing it.
Exactly.
So because what you're doing is if you're using tape as a medium to capture your, the sounds that your microphone captured,
mm-hmm.
The tape is, obviously going to hopefully last a while.
Yeah.
And be something you can submit if you have to submit it to, research organizations.
Well, yeah, if you actually try to submit something, they're going to want the original master.
Oh, exactly. And so you're going to want, to say, okay, this isn't, a penny tape or anything.
Yeah.
This is a metal tape or something like that.
Yeah.
So you're going to want something that lasts for a while. You're going to want something that will, not break through, just casual use.
Well, that's why I suggest highly, as soon as you get the thing home, like what we do.
Oh, dump it in your computer.
I mean, I don't have that problem, fortunately, because I have a digital recorder. So, luckily, I can just play it over and over again myself on my recorder on site.
Right,
and
that doesn't damage the storage medium.
But if a tape recorder, get a USB port, find a way to rig it into that thing, and feed it up.
Yeah.
That's your best bet to do. And it takes some work to do that, but once you figure it out, it'll be a lot easier on you to analyze. And there's a lot of cool programs out there, too. We'll talk about that a little bit later.
Yep.
You're going to spend money on that too, unfortunately. But hey,
Well, Audacity's good and it's free. I mean,
Audacity's
it works.
A very cool little program.
I think Audacity 2.0, the upcoming one, is going to be rocking.
What is that? Audacity.com? That's what it is.
No, I think it's audacity.sourceforge.net.
Yeah. Yeah, check. Actually, go on Google.
Type in Audacity.
Type in Audacity.
It'll come up.
A free download program. Actually, we endorse Audacity here to produce a lot of the bumpers and stuff for Ghostly Talk. That's our main program we use just to put
stuff
together.
And also, Crumbs from the Cosmic Cookie.
He uses Audacity.
Rich Harrison. Yeah, he uses. Now, Rich. Hey, Rich. He's in ZPR HQ this week.
Is he?
Or this weekend or this week or whatever, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's visiting ZPR headquarters.
We got to go down there sometime.
Oh, man. Wouldn't that rock?
Oh, man. That's a long drive.
Oh, he just left? Oh, he won't hear me in the car.
Oh.
He'll hear us on the archives. So, yeah, the Audacity, he uses Audacity, so do we.
Very cool program.
It's a great little program, and
yeah.
2.0 ought to really rock, because they've been working on it, but
That's the amazing thing about production work now, because, I mean, just from where my background, I remember, just 5 years ago, there was no way you could mix stuff right on your desktop, mix commercials, mix music right on your
desktop. Yeah, you would have to get that really high-end studio stuff.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't want to go too far off the topic, but that's a big problem for the recording industry nowadays because
suddenly
all the software is out there now, and it's really leveling the playing field for a lot of people.
Yeah, suddenly people can put up fairly high quality stuff, at least quality enough, to be streamed over the internet.
Yeah,
with free or inexpensive software,
affordable
tools.
Software.
Yeah.
But you can use this software also for recording EVPs or analyzing EVPs.
Well, yeah, that's when you might. Yeah, Audacity is a great start.
Yeah.
And then there's also
Cool Edit's one of my favorites.
Cool Edit. Is
Cool Edit.
Cakewalk.
Cakewalk is more of a. Cakewalk actually is more of a. It's an actual recording program.
Oh, okay. Then
that you can mix audio with.
All right. Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure you could find some way to work Cakewalk in there, but the package for Cakewalk, I know like Cakewalk professional, which is like their lowest grade right now.
Then we're talking.
That's about $150 for the software.
Yeah.
So you don't. I mean,
expensive.
Go CoolEdit's actually
cool
pretty
edit.
Cheap. That's pretty cheap to buy.
What about SoundForge? What is that?
SoundForge is an actual. That's a good converter.
Oh, okay.
Back and forth. I know that's what I use at work.
Okay.
Files back and forth. Just going from WAV to MP3. You know,
okay.
We're using OGS now, finally.
Oh, really?
Using OGS formats, yeah. I imagine that, huh?
OGS is actually really...
RM files, too. You can bounce... SoundForge lets you use all these different mediums. That you download updates for all the new mediums that are out there of, audio file storage. And you can bounce them back and forth. But it's another good sound generator, mixer, or whatnot. But Audacity is really sweet, though. That's a cool one.
Yeah.
From what I've seen.
I mean, look at how simple it is, right? I mean, it's a simple little sound program. And you can do all kinds of interesting stuff if you get really good at it. As a matter of fact, that's our next topic.
Yeah.
how to look at some of these EVPs in a program.
Yeah.
And, be able to see it.
And isolate it
and things like that. That's going to be our next topic on here. But,
check that out, though.
Yeah.
I mean, that's actually for a lot of people, other hosts that are listening right now. I mean, I don't know what you guys are using to do your production work or whatnot, but, hey, we're all doing paranormal radio shows here on the Internet. Check out that site if you haven't checked it out yet, because it's a very good program, and support these guys, because they did a great job on this piece of software. And we enjoy it. It's so easy to work with.
2.0 ought to be even rocking.
I mean, I have software sitting on my desktop that costs
because of your...
And I don't use it anymore.
Yeah.
Because I have Audacity.
And you're like, look how quick I can go ding, 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 and then you've done something
and
it's there. And sometimes, I mean, although some of the bigger programs, they're obviously all programs have a different design philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
But Audacity for what we do, we just want to take some stuff, drag it in, overlay a little bit, and then pump it out as an MP3 or a WAV. That's what we want to do, or read in a WAVE and look at the envelopes when we're looking at EVP.
That's one of the best things about the digital realm now with PCs is that you can take a piece of EVP or whatever you want to call it. You can take something you recorded and actually look at it. And that's at first when we just played a little while ago. I sat there for hours just like click, hey, click, hey, click. And I mean, I'm watching the spikes though.
And you can
what you can do, which is excellent, is you can isolate these things down to the millisecond too. I mean, that's another beautiful thing. I remember just doing tape cutting.
Yeah.
When I was a kid,
I remember taking actual tapes and scissors
and cutting it
with scissors. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's like now you just take that piece of audio, you highlight whatever you want, and you push the delete button or whatever you have. I mean, it's a beautiful thing now. But that's very good for EVPs because you can isolate them. It gives you, as opposed to just using your ears, you can use your eyes and see. That don't match with the rest of everything in there. That's something very weird.
There, I better listen to that.
And that's what came up with that particular piece of audio that we played was that right there. It spiked completely out of the regular spectrum. So that's something you guys can look for, too, if you download Audacity or whatever.
Right, and there's some people trying to use, before Audacity, before CoolEdit and that kind of stuff, people were, you pretty much had, like, the Windows Sound Recorder.
Yeah.
It has more of a real-time little, level display thing. Only when you're listening to it do you see it. You don't see the whole,
It don't give you... The glorious stereo.
It's nothing like these.
Yeah, but that's all. It all ties in though, because I mean, you can use it. There's stuff out there. I mean, we're talking about spending money on this and spending money on that and spending money on this. There are things out there that are free.
Yeah, Audacity.
Audacity is it's a free program to download and just check out. And I mean, we're not getting sponsored by these guys either. God, it's hard to believe, huh? But I mean, we both love this little program because we use it for everything.
Yeah, we use it now for a lot of stuff and. Ought to be pretty cool.
Yeah, so check that out, though.
Oh, man, break already.
Next half an hour, we're going to play some more EVPs that we've taken down. So just stay around.
And we'll be back. Question for you. What do you get when you put a woman, who may or may not want a pet monkey, some heavy chains, a deck of tarot cards, a computer, and an astrological chart all in the same room?
Well, that's a really good question.
Besides a visit from PETA and a vacation in a sanitarium, you get resmerized.
You are in for some mighty big trouble.
She is Resmiranda. She glimpses us and our futures and tells all every week on Resmerized. Get Resmerized live around midnight every time a Monday turns into a Tuesday. Only Resmiranda can resmerize you, and you can only find Resmiranda on Zero Point Radio.
This is Resmiranda, and you have been resmerized.
On that phone thing,
Mostly
Talk.
Uh-huh.
Well, I think I finally got it. I got one of them toll-free numbers for folks to call in with.
Oh, you got it. What's the number?
Well, it's 1-888-520-1969.
Let me write this down. It's 1-888-520-1969.
That's it.
Excellent. Good work, though. We'll talk to you later.
Cool. Catch up.
All right.
Bye.
MrOlaf.com. See what you've been missing out on.
Funny videos that will make you poop your pants laughing.
Services such as web and pop3 email, image editing, and logo design at very low rates.
Funny videos that will make you poop your pants laughing.
Free streaming and downloadable videos.
MrOlaf.com. That's www.MROLAF.com.
Funny videos that will make you poop your pants laughing.
Gotta love the wanker rock. Gotta love it. What's up? It's Ghostly Talk. And Doug has delivered the ale. There he is. We missed you, Doug. Man. I got scared for a second because you, like, grabbed that bottle and there was, like, nothing left in it, and I thought we were completely out of Diet Pepsi.
I thought so, too. But I knew I had my backup stash in the bottom of the refrigerator.
Okay.
Yeah, my backup 2 liters. Hey, everyone. This is Ghostly Talk.
The truck pulled up last night with the delivery. All right, we're talking about EVPs.
We are, but first, I want to mention all the cool people in the chat room.
Okay.
Because, you know, we're live on Sunday nights between 7 and 9.
Okay.
And the chat room's filling up. Well, actually, I guess technically can't get full, but there's a lot of people in there right now.
This isn't AOL.
No.
I'm sorry, this room is full.
This room is not full. Please join. Well, because my Diet Pepsi. Although I think Pete's a Pepsi drinker.
And really?
That rocks too, I have to say. Listen to this. You go to www.zeropointradio.com anytime, pretty much day or night, there's someone in there, but especially on Sundays between 7 and 9, click on Interact, go down to Chat, make up a name, and get in the room. You'll visit all kinds of people in there right now, like Will and I are in there, Rez and RF Burns are in there, Bethy from Soul Java is in there, Pete, of course, is in there, and Bonnie and Mr. Olaf and Grant STR. Grant STR... Earlier in the chat rooms, he had said that Adair Cemetery has website.
Oh, really? What's the website?
I don't know. By now, it's scrolled all the way up in my buffer, it's evidently it's got us. It's some kind of GeoCities website and something like that.
Well, anyway. It's a very old cemetery.
Yeah,
it's
and
very
it's in
old,
Adair, Michigan.
That cemetery actually has wooden tombstones down by the creek too.
Yeah, in that like
that's actually where I shot.
Portion.
That's actually where I shot my famous set of five pictures. That had those ridiculous mists in it.
Yeah.
That just, I still to this day do not know what that's
really,
about.
It's a really neat
we'll have to put those up one of these days.
And of course, oh, did I mention Fishmeal is in there?
Fishmeal.
Yeah. And Bonnie.
Bonnie.
And Angel.
Angel.
And Mr. Olaf, if I didn't mention him. And Sith Lord, by the way, is Pete. They're all in there. So, hey, everyone.
Hello.
I probably missed some, but right. I'm trying to glance backwards at my
laptop.
You're
going to break your damn neck one of these nights. I know you are. Well, let me cue up another EVP here. I want to hear some more EVP.
Oh, that sounds cool.
We've been listening to Cheese Rock. We've been listening to all kinds of fun stuff.
Uh-huh.
Let's listen to some more EVPs. Why don't you go down to the next? Let's go to the one for OSR, the short one. Well, actually, put a long one first. There you go. Yeah, do that one.
Yeah, right here.
Okay, now, that was taken, actually the date's on there. What's the date on that, Will?
Oh, that had to be what our...
That was
our
June 28th of 2002 in Mansfield, Ohio, at the Mansfield Reformatory.
Yeah, if you go to mrps.org, that's Mansfield Reformatory Preservation Society,
yeah.
mrps.org.
We're going there this summer.
I want to go.
The place is great. Now, when we picked that up, you picked that up on your camcorder.
Yep.
Okay. I remember this vividly because me and you were arguing. We were in the main area where it's like there's the four blocks of cells, and this is like the central block area where you can go in all these different directions. And we were arguing about where the... solitary confinement ward was.
That's right.
I remember the place very well because we walked through it so much the time before that
right.
I just remember. I'm like, Doug, it's that way. And you're like, no, I don't think so. I'm like, Doug, look, we got to go this way. I'm telling you right now. I don't think so. Back and forth for like 10 days. And then finally, I'm like, we're going this way. I'm telling you, it's right here. So we go, we veer to the left, and then that's where you hear,
Oh yeah.
And
towards
the end, though, you hear this voice in the background.
This voice is in the background, yeah.
Play the short one. Let's isolate that guy. There we go. Okay, now play the long one. That was a short one. Play the long one. Now, there's been a lot of debate on this one.
Because because we don't know what it says.
Well, what did you
actually.
Think it said?
I don't remember now.
I know we talked about this
a lot. I had written down a huge...
On our Mansfield show we did back in July, I thought... to this day, I still think I hear the guy going, cheers. That's what I hear. And maybe he's like... I don't know what he's cheering us for. I don't know what he's cheering us for, but I hear cheers.
It's better than get out or whatever.
Yeah, we'll play the isolated one more time, Will. Play it again. Let's get it out there. Let's do it again. One more time. One for the road.
Enough. That's enough. We're done.
All right. Well, no, that's just because I want people to hear it.
Yeah.
You know, what do you think? I mean, I don't know if it's going to come through very good out there in internet land. So that's a pretty high-quality recording. Hopefully it cuts through.
Well, I think it sounds like it's more syllables than cheers.
Well, okay.
I think it sounds like at least two or three syllables, but I don't know what it says.
I just heard cheers.
And you know what I should probably do? Because now that, you know, because another thing that Zero Point Radio is good for, by the way, is all of the different paranormal shows, like Clyde Lewis and David John Oates,
uh-huh.
and of course my absolute favorites, Rez and Crumbs. but you know, Resmerized and Crumbs from the Cosmic
uh-huh.
Cookie, and I mean, it's got all these different shows. Well, on Clyde Lewis's program a couple of weeks ago, probably four weeks ago by now,
uh-huh.
he had David John Oates, and what David John Oates as a guest.
Wow!
And what David John Oates does is he takes recordings of, like, you know, people's speeches, like, you know, political speeches or news, you know, recordings and stuff. He plays them in reverse, and he gets reverse speech out of them. What I should do eventually is take that clip and reverse it and see if there's something there, you know, reverse.
Well, that's a practice in itself, though, too.
Yeah, reverse speech is a practice in itself.
Reverse speech, and it's actually very simple to do. You got to be careful doing it. But if you're using, like, regular cassettes...
Why? Because you'll... become a Satanist or something?
Well, I already am. I'm already going to hell. So
everybody
I'm not worried
knows
about
that,
it.
Yeah.
You know, I read some of my mom's been saying for years.
Yeah.
if you're using regular cassettes,
yes.
You can actually take it. It's a very simple process, but you got to be careful. It's a tedious process because you are handling tape, and you don't want to get oil from your fingers on the tape. It'll ruin the tape. Obviously, okay.
Yeah, and it'll also coat the little reed heads,
exactly.
which will,
it'll
yeah.
make, it'll make it into
it
a complete mess.
Nothing
but
good,
you can actually,
yeah.
if you take a recording, you can actually take the cassette, pop the shell. The higher quality cassettes, back in the day, when I wore a younger man's coat, the quality, the cassettes were actually decent quality. They actually were screws. They screwed them together.
Yeah.
In the factory. So all you had to do is just unscrew them, get a little screwdriver, and pop the shell, and you could do whatever you want. I've actually done it with like cassettes that I just absolutely were in love with, and I couldn't find anywhere. I mean, when the reader head would go on them inside the cassette, I'd take them apart and put them in a different shell.
And put them in a different shell.
Just so
yeah.
I could still listen to them. And then CDs came, and didn't worry about that.
Yeah,
anymore.
Now we don't have to worry about that. Yeah.
But what you'd want to do is just, the process is simple. If you want to try reverse speeching on a cassette that you recorded, just take the cassette reels and flip them, back, you know, just reverse them inside. But you got to get the shell apart first. That's what I was saying. If you
nowadays,
use,
it's all plastic together. Yeah.
They're not. Fortunately, they're not one piece. They're still two pieces, but they're glued together. So you have to be very, very careful to pop them apart. And then
without breaking
anything or damaging the tape. If you get that far, you take the reels and just reverse them.
Yeah.
You just put them one side or the other. But don't twist the tape up. People do that too. Don't twist the tape up. You got to keep the tape straight. And then just push play. And you can hear everything in reverse.
Or, of course, if you can feed it into your computer, cool edit.
Well, I was
going to
say,
Audacity.
I mean, that's the obvious thing. But
they
I'm,
do them themselves.
I'm just trying
yeah.
to open the ground up here. You know, if you don't want to or you can't feed it up into your PC somehow or another, do it like that. But yeah, if you can just feed it up to your PC, dump it into one of your programs, and there's an option in effects for reverse.
Oh,
by all
yeah.
all the programs.
Every program I've seen.
That's
yeah.
all the same architecture for that, where they go, you know, reverse, and you can reverse the whole piece of audio that way.
So yeah, and that's one thing that I haven't tried on that, but that is a weird recording and something that.
It's something that really sticks out. But then the thing that throws me, though, to this day is, hey, Will, I hate to do this to you, but can you play it one more time? Just play the short one. If you notice, in a lot of these recordings, I mean, the ones I've heard from, like, you know, GRS and the professionals out there, the guys that just do this stuff day and night, and gals, sorry, get killed. A lot of these sounds that come through, they don't sound like they're, like, you have a picture. You have a picture of, you know, you have this picture, and there's something in there that just doesn't fit. Like, okay,
right.
here's a good example. Highlights magazine, what's wrong with this picture?
What's wrong with this picture?
Things that just don't fit. I'm trying to illustrate this as best as I can. But you have a picture, and you have everything going on in the picture, and there's just something that doesn't belong there. A lot of these EVPs, you'll hear them, and they'll come out of nowhere, obviously. They'll be in the background, and they just don't sound like they fit entirely. And that's what makes them kind of weird. Now, that one, for example, that we got at OSR, it sounds like the sound itself, you can hear, we're in a big concrete room.
Yeah.
Concrete and steel. So the acoustics suck.
Yeah.
The acoustics are absolutely horrible. So you hear all the echoes
from
our voices.
You can hear the echoes of our voices.
If you listen to that piece of EVP and you hear the voice saying, when I hear cheers, you hear that in the background, it sounds like his or her voice is echoing. Also, hit it one more time, Will, and I won't bother you again, I promise. You can actually hear the reverb, the natural reverb that we get when we talk. You can hear that too. I never heard that before, and that's what I'm kind of going. It may have been something else.
Well, it could have been.
Yeah, well, easily could have been
something
else.
However, I don't remember consciously hearing it.
Same here. Same here, because I remember. I'll never forget that scenario we were in, because we were both arguing, and like I said, in the central block about where we had to go to get the solitary confinement.
Right, and because later in that evening, we were at solitary confinement, obviously, because Scott helped us find it, and.
Thank you.
And then, hooray. And then, but the thing is, we did one of them recording sessions where you're like, hello, is anybody there? Does anybody have a message for us? What is your name? You know, that kind of thing. We did the question answer thing and didn't get a thing.
Yeah.
And,
well, like we were saying before, usually that's what happens with this particular thing is it's going to happen naturally when you're not paying any attention.
Yeah.
But that's a good thing, though. You have to just go with that. But that makes you have to be more keen than that. When you're playing this stuff back and you're trying to pick these things out, because this is a tedious thing. Also, this is just like taking pictures, just like taking video. You have to sit there and comb through hours upon hours of media to see if there's this one little sound there. It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack, obviously. But that's one of them right there. That's one of the best ones we've picked up.
Now that I know a lot more about EVP, obviously, no matter what, you always want to keep the original capture. So if it's on tape, you want to keep the tape. If it's on, if you've uploaded it, you know, from an electronic kind of thing, you want to keep that file, and that's going to be the original. And basically, you know, work on copies of the original, so make a copy of the original file, and then what you would do is you could analyze it. Now that I know a lot more about Audacity and Cool Edit and the different, you know, programs that you can use for sound manipulation on computers, I would run it through a we haven't done it with these things, though, but I would, you know, because I'm hoping to get the actual answers, you know, like you know, when you do a question and answer session, I want to do a lot of analysis on something like that if we get a friendly, you know, talkative spirit. I would run it through like a low pass filter, I would set a low-pass filter to block everything above, like 300 hertz. And that would clean up a lot of the ambient noises.
Just the room noise, because you're going to get that naturally.
Yeah, and that cleans that, you know, that kind of stuff. I mean, you'll still hear some of it.
Especially if you're in Mansfield Reformatory.
Yeah, there's a lot of ambient noise there.
You're going to have noises bouncing from one side of that prison to the other.
Yeah, because it's all steel
it's a big concrete tube.
Yeah.
And it's horrible for acoustics. It's an acoustics nightmare right there, believe me.
But there are indeed times when, even though there's like 50 people at OSR when you go in and stuff, there's times later in the night when some of the people have left either scared or tired, and
why scared?
You saw that one lady getting dragged out of there.
Man,
I mean, they get scared.
I was walking to that place by myself, like going, "This is really." Now, I will admit, the first time we went there, though, because I mean, we all the hype and everything we had to deal
with,
and when we walked in there, they're like, "Okay, you are at one of the scariest places on the planet." I'm like, what have I gotten myself? I paid $50 to see.
Yeah, and as you walk up to it, it really is scary.
It's a
huge
building.
Yeah.
But yeah, people are getting dragged. I saw that too. That lady was crying. We're just like, That's before we went in.
Yeah.
And we're like, uh-oh. What are we doing here?
But yeah, so you know, but there is times after people have left and things like that, so later in the night. When it does get tomb quiet.
Yeah. There's been times where, like, well, we had the pleasure of having a guide walk us around.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot his name.
Gary Lawrence.
Hey, Gary. Yeah. We'll see you this summer. Guys, super. If you go to Mansfield Reformatory, request Gary. He's the coolest guy on the planet. I love the guy. He showed us all kinds of neat stuff around there. I mean, he actually took us to places where it was tomb quiet.
Yeah.
And where we could actually sit there and, like, just look around and listen and feel and see, you know, if we could pick anything up. Unfortunately, the only thing we got was when we were walking.
Yeah,
up.
It was right away. Yeah.
We didn't even know anything. There are some things also.
I want to say one more thing before we get off the topic of OSR. You know, the host of the gracious hostess of OSR, Monica.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
She hit the news this week.
Really?
Well, you know, even though I am involved in this project, you know, at work, and I've been ignoring my ghostly talk duties, and I've been ignoring all my duties, right, unfortunately, the one thing that I can't help but do is go to paranormalnews.com.
Uh-huh.
And there was actually a write-up about Prospect Place.
Really?
And Monica was mentioned in it, and her husband, and the guy who bought Prospect Place, Charles Adams? I don't remember. Anyway, it's Adams something. Anyway, Prospect Place, Monica also, there's tours, obviously, of Mansfield Reformatory,
uh-huh.
right? And if you go to mrps.org, you can get there. I don't remember the URL for Prospect Place. But there were, at least last year, there were tours. You could go to Prospect Place. It's in Ohio, and it's supposedly was a stop on the Underground Railroad, things like that, and it's supposed to be fairly haunted.
Speaking of EVP,
they have a fabulous
God. Go to Google, type in Prospect Place, Ohio, something like that in the search. You'll get to their homepage. You have to find this EVP.
Oh,
we should
tell
have pulled
me
that
it.
One down.
Yeah, and you know Monica. Monica would have let us play it.
Can you look that up? You should be able to find it pretty quick. Because if we can get that, I know they wouldn't mind us playing that.
Yeah,
they wouldn't mind us playing it. If we can get that, we're going to play that in the last half an hour. Because this is probably the creepiest piece of audio I've ever heard in my life. They let me hear that, and I'm like, whoa, I'm not going there.
I mean, that was
that's
really
very
something.
Creepy.
All right.
I tell you what, why don't we do this? Let's go to a break, okay? Because we're almost at the bottom of the hour, anyways.
Okay.
That'll give us a few minutes to get to find this, because I really like to, I didn't even think about this. I'd really like to get this up so we can hear it, okay? Well, let me go to a break.
So coming up, if we can get that Prospect Place, we'll get it.
Yeah, we'll get it.
We'll also play the child crying.
Yeah, that's a very cool one.
So we got an exciting half hour coming up.
Yeah, we'll be back.
Finally got it. I got one of them toll-free numbers for folks to call in with.
Oh, yeah? What's the number?
Well, it's 1-888-520-1969.
Can we write this down? It's 1-888.
Yep.
520-1969.
That's it.
Excellent. Good work, though. We'll talk to you later, dude.
Cool. Catch up.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Why did I turn my mic off?
I guess you do that a lot.
I'm a dummy.
No.
Shutting myself down. Don't talk anymore, Scott.
You're not a dummy. You're just anxious.
I'm tired.
Get it all done.
We are downloading this piece of audio as we speak.
Yeah, we'll probably get clobbered from Monica, but
no.
I hope she'll forgive us.
We like talking about these guys anyways. We do have another piece in the meantime to let you guys hear. This was from Ypsilanti,
yeah.
Michigan, here at our beautiful home in Michigan here.
Yeah.
Ypsilanti Mental Institution.
Yeah.
You explain this, because I wasn't there.
Well, it was... there's a lot of controversy right now, because you cannot go in that place now, okay?
Yeah, you couldn't before.
At the time, we thought we could.
Yeah.
We were misled. So we were in there, and...
Oh, yeah, okay, sorry.
Yeah,
I stand corrected on that one.
Yeah, we had been misled by this, that's why we're now...
Asshole!
Oh, my God.
I took too much out of my cigarette there.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
So...
Yeah, sorry.
My goodness. So, yeah, we did have some bad experiences with former groups. However, don't go there. Because
you cannot. People, the homeboys and homegirls here, don't be... I'm not smoking a joint either. I look like I'm smoking a joint right now. Sorry. No, the homeboys...
You cannot. Yeah. Do not go there.
Don't go there.
It is not allowed. It really is not. It's dangerous. They're tearing it down. It is, like, scheduled to be demolished. You cannot go there.
Yeah.
It's dangerous.
The last thing you want to deal with is, like, walking through somewhere and a wrecking ball. Hey!
That's it. We got that EVP.
That's our little guy. That's the actual announcer host that says, hey, you have a download.
Yes, your download was successful.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, bounce that over, Doug.
So, but anyway, this one was taken there while we were looking for the morgue.
Yeah,
when we
yeah.
thought we were allowed in there. That was, you know, we were misled. But anyway, this was taken then.
Listen, yeah.
Did you? Somehow
we came in
there at all.
Just check it. Let's go down there.
Yeah.
I did go down there. I don't remember.
Well,
when we came out headed this way, we were near the shopping cart. Operation room. The sign on the wall is there.
There.
I heard a small child with an 8.
Is the shotgun where you have?
No.
Bingo!
Well, all right. Other than the bingo, yeah, it was just
about 35 seconds into that.
Yeah,
piece.
It was. It was
some type of.
It was a little girl crying.
Why don't
yeah.
you hit it one more time, just like I don't want to be redundant. But.
Yeah, can you fast forward to like 30 seconds?
Yeah.
Is the shotgun going on?
No.
There. That was it.
Now, there's supposed to be a story around that, too.
Bingo!
That scares me in my headphones.
Yeah. There is a story around that, because we actually brought a friend out there. We brought a friend out there who is a clairvoyant.
Yeah.
Who's psychic.
Yeah.
And we actually went, this happened right around the area of the morgue in this building, which is pretty creepy to look at in its own right, because I don't know.
Yeah.
I grew up in a funeral home, so it didn't bother me that much, but there were some people who were like, oh my God, there's dead bodies in there. Yeah, go lay in it. I know a few of us did. I didn't do it. I'm claustrophobic, though, so I couldn't go in one of those things for too long. I'd start kicking and screaming, and you guys wouldn't want to see me do that. It wouldn't look good.
I wonder why we don't get EVP while we're recording Ghostly Talk.
Yeah, maybe somebody's heard something.
I don't know.
If you've heard something during one of our broadcasts.
Yeah, other than our normal silliness and,
yeah.
and brouhaha.
But no, in the morgue here, supposedly, I remember Kelly told me this.
Yeah.
We sat and talked about this for a while. There was a little girl that was a resident at Ypsilanti when it was operational. And I believe her problem was she just didn't talk. She wouldn't talk.
Oh, that's right. I remember that.
She was very withdrawn. I think she did have some abuse as a young child, and she was just very withdrawn, and she couldn't talk. Well, apparently, two of the orderlies were doing something they shouldn't have been doing. We couldn't really get into specifics about that, but two of the orderlies were doing something they shouldn't have been doing, and I guess this little girl saw them, caught them. So what the orderlies would do, because she was obviously alive, well, what's she doing around the morgue then? That's for dead people, right, Scott? Well, yeah, I agree. What they would do, just to make sure, she wouldn't talk.
Yeah,
so
she already wouldn't talk.
She wouldn't talk. She didn't talk. Wouldn't talk for anybody. So what they do, just to make sure she wouldn't talk, is they'd put her in one of these morgue trays and shut the door on her. Just to see if she'd start freaking out and start screaming. And I guess what Kelly said is she'd claw. Physically,
mm-hmm.
she'd make noises clawing, you know, and hitting things, trying to get out. But she wouldn't be like, get me out of here, like I do.
Right,
you know?
I would be screaming.
Or you could do.
Yeah.
And they did this to her for a couple of years, I guess. And we believe, well, that's what Kelly explained to us, that voice we heard was that same little girl, and she resides right around that area now. That's her area. So that goes back to a lot of things we've talked about, though. I mean, as far as the EVP and just territoriality of energies and spirits. We've always said that they're one of the things that, a theory out there is that the reason for hauntings or ghosts is that it's a psychic imprint. And a lot of, well, how do you, I mean, a psychic imprint can only usually, in theory, can be laid down through a very traumatic event, a very emotional event, where it's so powerful it can actually imprint itself into possibly the physical building around it, or just the ethereal network around it, so to say. This little girl this turned into her domain, basically, and this little girl resides right in the morgue. And that's, hopefully, I'd like to say it was definitely what we heard, but who knows what it could be. But it sounds like a little girl, and there was no girls with you guys that night. No, it wasn't a party night.
And it was right around midnight. I mean, it had just turned midnight, and it was 12:01, because at the time I had my now ex Sony Handycam, and it has a little timer in it. And
I'm not cold, man.
I know, and and it had just turned midnight when we found the corridor for the morgue, and then we go down into the morgue, and that's when we got that. So it was like minutes after
when we heard that one. That was like, wow. We're not claiming anything to be real.
This is what
we consider anomalous.
Out of how many million hours of tape do we have? And this is what these are the.
There's
three
only
things,
a few things that
we consider anomalous.
This is definitely weird. This is something that I'm going to investigate further. Now we managed to pull down that other EVP.
Okay. Yeah, and first I've got to give props to Monica.
Yeah.
I mean, she is a superior person. She does all kinds of work for OSR.
Mm-hmm.
So mrps.org for that one, and also Prospect Place. They do have tours.
They have
tours this year. I didn't know they also have a website. Yeah, but they do have tours this year. So $35 for Prospect Place tours. I think it's $50 donation for Mansfield.
Yeah.
So, but Prospect is $35, and their website is prospect-place-dresden.com /index.html. Although you probably can leave you can leave the index.html off, I'm sure. So
let's go to the .com part and you'll be all right.
prospect-place-dresden.com, and that takes you to their website.
On that page, there's an EVP.
Well, you got to dig for it. It's not very apparent, but it is there. And Monica had emailed us or talked to you on the phone.
Yeah.
She had said, you got to hear CVP. So,
I didn't think anything of it until I heard it.
Yeah. And what happens is, evidently, the tape recorder was left in the place, in the mansion.
I think they left it. It was in the kitchen, I believe. I'm not 100% on that. If I'm wrong, Monica, fire me an email, call me names.
And there was nobody around.
Uh-huh.
Nobody at
all.
They
left. They left
the
place. They said they went outside.
Yeah. They were. Nobody was around. There was no possible way. It should have been a silent tape. It
should have been a silent tape.
And this is what they got.
Now, say what you want. Say what you want. We're not saying it's real. We're only playing it for you just because we're talking about EVPs today.
Right. And Monica, if you want us to edit this part out, we will, because we did not ask her permission. But
yeah, it just kind of came up. If you don't want, maybe, you know, as a matter of fact, I'll email her tonight. I don't know if she's listening tonight or not.
Yeah.
I'll email her after the show and let her know. Hey, look, we played your EVP. It was a spur-of-the-moment thing, but we wanted to play it really bad because it's so cool.
Yeah.
You know,
and plus, you know, tell her that we do want to get down to Prospect Play.
Yeah, definitely. Let's do it one more time.
Yeah.
Now, in a situation like this, there's a lot of trust involved. Let's get that out on the table here right now.
Yeah.
That's the problem with a lot of this. Same thing with pictures. Same thing with anything we're doing here. Any type of evidence you present to someone. Here's a picture. That was not there when I shot this picture. You have to trust that person.
Right. The only person you can trust implicitly, I think, is yourself.
Exactly.
And then, of course, I have a circle of trust that I have. You know, I would trust anything that you brought up, anything that Will brought up, anything that
anybody else, screw them.
Michigan Ghostbusters brought up. But there are, you know, like when you're looking at websites and listening to EVPs and looking at photos, you have to take folks at their word.
Yeah.
I personally trust Monica.
Oh, yeah. Monica has always been very straight with us about everything.
Absolutely.
And that piece, when I heard that, she's like, you got to listen to this because this is just creepy. We just put it up on this is when they just got it up on the page.
Yeah.
And they're like, you got to listen to this. I mean, if you listen to it, you just heard it twice. You hear footsteps. That's what you first hear. I mean, that's what I hear. Somebody
footsteps.
Is obviously walking in there. It could have been somebody that snuck in there. You never know. And then, but after that, you hear
this weird giggling.
It's a laugh. That's the thing. It's so damn clear, you can hear it.
It's so weird.
And then it just, but the thing is, it sounds like whatever it is walked into the area the tape recorder was in. You hear the,
yeah,
the walking, and then you hear the, you hear two sets. And, you know, and then it's like, again. And then you hear, walk away.
Yeah.
It's like somebody just wanted to walk out there and go, I'm a ghost. I'm going to give an EVP.
Walked up to it, gave the EVP, and walked
away. Really, that's all I see.
And it's so bizarre. But I, you know, I believe that, you know, Monica did that under only the utmost, you know,
the most controlled environment possible. At least.
Yeah, possible. And I think that they, that she really does believe this to be anomalous because, I think it is too.
Yeah.
Because I believe her, and she has not. Another thing that I look for is, am I deluged with things from people?
Yeah.
Because for example, if she says, here, you know, here's an EV, I would trust Monica no matter what.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't care if she gives me 1 or 100 EVPs.
Mm-hmm.
But I would think that there are certain people, you know, even who I would trust, but not as much as Monica, but who, if they deluged me with EVPs, I'd think, oh, something's up.
Something's definitely up.
Well, yeah.
When you're doing this kind of thing, you deal with a lot of that.
Yeah, and I think that Monica has not deluged us with this kind of phenomenon.
They sparkle. They sparkle.
Look at the sparkle.
Inside joke, sorry.
But anyway, so this, you know, it's obviously not common to get an EVP from there, or else I'd be deluged with them.
Well, Monica and me had a long discussion about Prospect Place, and she described a lot of things that she literally is scared to go there. She don't like going there, she says. I mean, I'm not going to say anything more. But it's like, it's a very creepy place. It's a real bad, so I get a really, really bad feeling when I go there all the time. I hate going there because I just get this really bad feeling about the place. And judging from that EVP, that don't sound like somebody who has the best of intentions. That's just my opinion. That's somebody who's laughing.
Yeah, maybe they need
it's like right out of, you know, at some evil, you know, $1 million, whatever, you know, my finger on my face. Somebody. I mean, it's right out of a horror movie. It may sound a bit cheesy, but like I said, we're basing that on our trust with Monica, what she told us about the house and that particular piece of audio itself. Very cool. Go to the page.
If you get a chance, go to Prospect Place.
Yeah.
They do have 2003 tours off.
Yeah. Check that out. Go check into that, too. Check out that EVP on your own, too, if you want. I remember the first time I listened to that thing. That creeped me out.
Well, I was thinking, could it be a rat? Could it be a mouse? Could it be...
I never heard a rat. I've seen some mean rats in my day, but I've never...
heard a rat laugh?
If I ever had a rat walk up to me and start laughing at me, I'm telling you right now, I'm not going near that rat. That's the only kind of rats you see like that are in New York, man.
Yeah.
Those sewer rats.
Yeah.
Those things wear leather jackets and they have cigarettes hanging out of their mouth.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
So,
they're tough.
But I've never heard them laugh. I've never heard them laugh.
No, they
like
don't
that.
Laugh typically. They just look tough and then you run away.
Then you run.
Then it's time to go.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that I at first I was trying to explain. I mean, I went through all the things trying to figure out what the heck it was.
Yeah.
And nothing.
Well, the problem is we weren't there.
Yeah, nobody who's except for Monica and her group were there, and so they know the controlled, you know, the controls and things like that. But I trust her. I really think that this is a real EVP.
Well, that's the important
that
part, too, about if you have a group that you're out there working with and you're out doing investigating, you're out in the field every weekend or whatever, whenever you have time, it's always important to have somebody in the group that is a skeptic. That's your best eyewitness you can get.
Yeah.
I don't care how many degrees somebody has. All they got to say is, you're crazy. I don't believe in ghosts. Well, come along one day and just, you know, give us your opinion, because you're going to have a different opinion. That's better than any person with a degree or a doctor or whatever. Somebody who goes, I don't believe a thing you're talking about. So they can be there with you on site to give some validity to what you're talking about. So if you present this to somebody that wasn't there, that was not there, like me or Doug with this particular scenario, we can go, well, we have this person that was there also. This person is a complete skeptic, and they want to verify that we saw this or heard this or felt this, whatever you're dealing with. That applies to everything, not just EVPs. EVPs, you always have to do some explaining, like we're doing on the show. We were here, this was going on, this is what I was wearing, this is how cold it was, this is what, you know, colored boxer shorts I was wearing that day. I mean, whatever applies to the situation, you have to note that. That's why it's always
right.
important out there to keep logs. We talk about keep a log. Match it up. Like I said, GRS, when they're out there with their recording equipment, it's all time-stamped already, obviously, but they keep a hand log also.
Right.
So you can match things up.
And it's important because that's all documentation. It all helps.
It's all documentation.
And I would love, one of my things I would just absolutely love to be capturing EVP of the quality and of the amount of EVP that like GRS captures and stuff like that. I would just go like insane.
Oh yeah.
Another group that gets a lot of EVP evidently is Majda.
Oh yeah.
Whom I absolutely. Absolutely, they're just like incredible. They do the West Virginia State Penitentiary, Sprucevale, yeah. So no, Sprucevale's the camp out, I thought. So Moundsville, isn't it?
It is Moundsville.
Or do I have it reversed?
It's Moundsville.
Well, no matter what, it's the West Virginia State Penitentiary. They are the ghost hunting group for that organization. And Majda, MAJDA.net.
Check them out.
Yeah, they've got some cool EVPs. I mean, just incredible. Unfortunately, I didn't contact them and ask them if we could do EVPs of theirs, so we didn't play any.
No, we didn't contact Monica either.
We didn't contact Monica either, I know.
That's got to be one of the coolest ones I've heard, though. That's why I was so steadfast on getting it as quick as we did.
Yeah.
And getting it up here for everybody to hear. And
yeah.
I'm hoping that she'll appreciate that.
We'll find out. I know I haven't talked to her in a long time, but I haven't talked to a lot of people in a long time, and I have to apologize. Because I've been so into this project, but you know, I'll eventually come out of the project and start ghost hunting again. Then I'll see people and stuff.
Well, the weather's breaking.
Yeah.
The weather's breaking.
Thank heaven.
Here in Michigan, and all the people here in Michigan, we can all agree it's a big sigh of relief because we're stuck up in our house. Well, not me.
Yeah, you're out and about, but you're in other warmer
climates. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
but I'm trying. I'm very excited to get out of that routine because
get into ghost hunting Well, I plan on taking. I'm going to look up the specs on these microphones again. I think these might be 50 or 80 hertz and up. And I'm also going to go look at other microphones. And I want to get some microphones, plug it into our board. And, you know, now that I have a rechargeable battery for it, plug it into the board, plug it into the laptop, and try and get EVPs that way.
Well, we did that one time out at
Movie Cemetery. Yeah, and I didn't set it up right. It's my own fault.
And we actually brought out...
I got like 30 seconds, and then it quit. Because I closed the
and we were all freaking out when that happened. We're like, okay, who turned it off?
Yeah.
Who turned it off?
But it turns out it was me. I closed the screen of the laptop, and that was it. But what I like about this, these microphones, for example, that we do Ghostly Talk on, they have a really long cord.
Yeah.
So what you can do, and because we've got the stands, you know, because, yeah, we invested big bucks in the Ghostly Talk studio, you know. We
4 bucks for the mic stand.
Yeah, it was...
$10 for the mic.
Yeah, but it was... We have stands, and we have the microphones... And the microphones are on long cords, and because microphones, you know, if you get a stereo EVP, you can't. I mean, with a microphone, you would have to have a stereo microphone, and they do sell stereo microphones.
Yeah, they're not cheap, though.
Yeah, but they're not, yeah, those are, like, incredibly expensive. But microphones basically are going to be mono. because it's, you know, one input.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I was thinking is I could put, you know, one microphone on one channel, the other microphone on the other channel, run one mic out as far, what are these, like, I don't know, 15, 20-foot cords,
yeah,
out as far one way as possible, and run the other microphone out as far the other way as possible, and then you'd be looking at a stereo signal,
uh-huh,
when you look at it in Audacity.
The problem with that, though, is you're going to have it in two different areas.
Yeah.
So what may happen is the one channel might cover up what you may have wanted to hear on the other channel.
Well, then what you do, because I've only got
the
one...
You can separate the tracks, though.
Separate the tracks and listen to each track individually.
That's what I was thinking of doing. What I would like to do, that's very easy to do, too.
But these microphones don't pick up very much.
No.
You have to get better mics.
What you could do is, if you're going to an area... That you've heard lots of stories, or there's been lots of sightings, or people have heard things. What would be good is if it's a room or a smaller area, just to put them on each side of the room.
Oh yeah,
that would probably only be about maybe 10 or 15 feet apart.
Yeah,
which wouldn't be too bad. But if you're gonna go out in a cemetery and put two microphones 20 foot apart, they're gonna sound completely different. You're going to have two different sounds. You're going to have to definitely separate them.
So you'll have to separate them out and...
Yeah, and listen to them that way. So you're still, in essence, you're still going to have a mono signal.
Yeah.
But if you take them in a
room... Well, you only
need
a mono signal, really.
Yeah. But if you're in a room, though... I mean, yeah, you don't need stereo, but if you're in a room, though, and you want to get a good full sound like that, possibly...
Yeah, you try...
It could have its benefits.
Yeah.
You can... a room would be perfect for that.
Oh, plus, one thing I didn't talk about, and it's a good thing we've got 5 minutes left, because...
Okay.
One thing I didn't talk about the microphones.
Yeah.
Unidirectional versus omnidirectional.
Ah.
Yeah. These microphones here are unidirectional.
Yeah.
So we basically have to be right in front of them.
Uh-huh.
So if I turn my head, you can tell the difference. So now I'm back. Good one.
Thank you.
So, yeah. So these are unidirectional. So we have to talk like we have to be facing the microphones. What that does is it helps... Even though you do hear some background sound because,
uh-huh,
you know, we're in the haunted basement, and things are bouncing off walls and floors and things like that.
It does capture, though.
Yeah, it does capture. And we've got fans, well, you know, the fans in the computer.
Well, the server Odeth over there, yeah.
the
sick fan.
The server has developed its own noises.
We
can
give it a shot of penicillin after the show.
it's... Poor server, but it, so anyway, we do have ambient noises going on,
uh-huh,
but it's not picking up a heck of a lot of those ambient noises because it is unidirectional.
Just unidirectional.
I'm sitting right in front of it, so even I absorb some sound.
And you can,
so,
and multi-directional, omnidirectional mics, those are very expensive. Compressor mics, room mics, those usually can cost you about $800 to $1,000 a piece.
Yeah, well, those are obviously like really excellent. But
yeah,
you know, you might want to, if you're looking for a microphone for your gear, your
uh-huh,
kit, if you're going to get into this, you don't need really, really, really expensive.
No.
You know, if you go really, really, really cheap, you're going to get really, really, really cheap.
Well, you're going to get what you pay for.
You're going to get what you pay for. But if you get anything, I mean, look at how cool that is.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you spend only a little amount of money getting the inexpensive equipment, do it. Because
yeah,
what if you get something? It might, you know, then you might say, you know what? I think I just have to replace my microphone with a better one, and then I'll be able to get more.
Yeah.
And you might actually develop it into a really good, interesting, and fun hobby.
Exactly.
Capturing these EVPs, and then eventually you might become an expert.
Well,
I mean,
it goes back
I'm
to what
we
were
expert.
Saying before, though. It's a matter of luck a lot of times.
And that's another thing. It's a lot of luck, because
yeah,
I just don't have very much luck. But
that's what I tell people,
with
though,
anything except my now-gone Sony Handycam, you know.
I can only laugh about that now. But,
I
mean,
know,
that's what
I
tell people, though,
a
lot, is that, you know, oh, I'm going to go out. I mean, I remember, for example, when we were at Mansfield Reformatory, and this goes for EVPs, pictures, or anything like that, the first time we went there, we went and took a break to warm up because it was really cold in there. We wanted to get warm up, get some hot
air. Yeah,
it
was ridiculous.
And I was looking at people that had thousands of dollars of equipment. I'm not
yeah,
saying it's wrong.
No,
that's
fact,
very
it's
cool.
Good.
That's
it's
very.
Good.
You got a lot of passion for what you're doing. That's great, but they're standing there going, they're checking all their stuff right there on the spot. They're not relaxing. They're not enjoying themselves at all. So that's part of the game, by the way. And they're like, I didn't get anything. What the hell? Oh man, you know, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, what do you want to happen? You think because you, I mean, it's just the same thing. I mean, just because you buy a pair of Nike tennis shoes doesn't mean you're going to be a better basketball player.
Right.
I don't care what they tell you on TV.
It's marketing.
Well,
yeah. But at the same time, if you're getting good, if you're really serious, if getting the moderately expensive to the very expensive stuff, including EVP gear, helps.
But those degrees, though, I mean, I personally would say each degree, each level you want to take it up to, do it in levels.
Yeah.
If you go out and spend, I mean, I hate to say this, but some people, I've bumped into a lot of people over the last year and a half that have been like, I am so interested in this. I really want to, Scott, I want to work with you on this. This is going to be great. And then 2 weeks later, you never hear from them again. So if you're one of those kind of people, which I hate to say, there's a lot of people like that. They find a hobby. They think it's going to be their life passion. And they find out after a while, well, it just isn't as exciting as I thought it was going to be. I thought we were going to be getting grabbed by ghosts and ghoulies all over the place. We're standing in the middle of a cemetery in 30-degree weather, freezing our butts off.
And then afterwards...
not getting anything.
And then afterwards, you've got to go through hundreds of photographs and hours and hours of tape. Yeah.
There's not saying you're going to get anything out of it. And a lot of times...
sometimes it's quite a boring hobby, but I do have fun, though, mostly because of the people.
Yeah.
That's it.
Very, very important, though. Don't go out and spend thousands of dollars. That's an important thing we should say.
Yeah, get some stuff. Get out there. Yeah. Give it a try.
You can go to Radio Shack and get yourself set up for like under 30 or 40 bucks. You can have a whole little rig, your own little rig with a carrying case to throw over your shoulder and go out when the weather warms up. Well, if you're in Michigan, and catch all the EVPs you try. We can try to catch all the EVPs you want. So, on that note, we should call a week.
Yeah.
Monday. We're losing an hour of sleep, too.
I know. That's it.
I'm going to hurt.
So, we will see you next week at 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time.
I'm Scott L.
And I'm Doug.
And this was Ghostly Talk.
True science will not deny the existence of things because they cannot be weighed and measured. It will rather lead us to believe that the wonders and subtleties of possible existence surpass all that our mental powers allow us clearly to perceive.
We must ignore no existence whatsoever. We may variously interpret or explain its meaning and origin, but if a phenomenon does exist, it demands some kind of explanation.
A quote from the Principles of Science, William Stanley Jevons, 1835 to 1882.